In the world of investments, the stock market, nothing is guaranteed. But to the person who puts their trust in Christ, there's an ultimate guarantee. We'll be talking guarantees tonight with Roxanne Endermule on Encouragement Live.
Welcome to Encouragement Live, providing biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. Now here's your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Thank you, Steve. And friend, it's so good to have you with us. As live from studios located in First Christian Church of Wiley, Texas, Encouragement Communications presents Encouragement Live. Our mission is to provide biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of issues. Roxanne Endermule is back with me tonight of HisFaithfulStewards.com. And their goal is to assist believers to find peace in their finances by implementing Kingdom Financial Strategies. Roxanne, always good to have you with us. And my understanding is that in Colorado right now, the temperature is just about perfect.
Yeah, it's pretty good right now. We're enjoying it.
Well, we have a cold wave in Texas right now. It's down to 94 today. We've had triple-digit temperatures for most of the week, and I'm told we'll have even warmer triple-digit temperatures next week. So one sure thing about Texas in the summertime, it's hot. I'm not sure if that's qualify as a guarantee or not. Now, we've all heard the slogan, nothing is guaranteed in this life except death and taxes. But as Christians, how do we think about guarantees? While it's true that the world doesn't offer a lot of guarantees, are there some guarantees for believers that will help us approach life differently?
You know, I think there are many promises and assurances in the Bible that give us guarantees on things that we can actually stake our life on. I mean, of course, the greatest one of these is the guarantee that our faith in Jesus will provide eternal life for us. I mean, Jesus had said in John 3:16 that whoever believes in him will have eternal life. Now, the belief Jesus is speaking of here isn't just some belief of somebody who lived in history,
right,
but it's the kind of belief that accepts Jesus' sacrifice for their sins. And this kind of belief changes lives, and it guarantees an eternal future. I mean, it's a guarantee that we can carry with us every day of our life, no matter what happens.
And it's an issue of trust. Scripture makes it clear that we've all sinned and fallen short of God's glory, or the penalty for sin of death, but a penalty that was paid by Jesus when he died on the cross and rose again to guarantee that we would have eternal life if we trusted in him. If you have a question about that, would like to talk with Roxanne and me, we'd love to talk with you about that kind of guarantee. The toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. That's 855-586-5433. Now, let's look ahead into the distant future, or it may not be the distant future, could be right around the corner. But Roxanne, can you think of some guarantees for believers of what that eternal life that you're talking about would actually be like?
Oh, well, yes. I mean, one of my favorite passages of Scripture is Revelation 21. I mean, in speaking about heaven, in verses 3 and 4 are some of my favorite words, and they say, "Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will be with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." So knowing that our eternal future carries a guarantee like this can provide us with a lot of rest. We just need to maintain that, you know, eternal perspective of looking ahead to what, you know, what God's going to be giving us.
And what a great future prospect that is, with no crying, no pain. The older we get, the more pain we begin to experience. And so this is a wonderful guarantee if you put your trust in Christ. The toll-free number, if you have a question about this or about finances, we'd be glad to talk with you about that. We'll get into financial guarantees when we come back. The toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE.
That unwanted vehicle of yours might not take you anywhere, but it can drive encouragement and hope to listeners everywhere. Donate it to Encouragement Live, and we'll pick it up, even if it isn't running. We'll use it to fund this ministry. It's easy and free. Mention Encouragement Live when you call 855-500-RIDE. Get the eyesore out of your yard and donate that car today. Call 855-500-RIDE or encouragementlive.org.
Saji Lucas grew up in South India without Christ, but when he trusted the Savior, his family disowned him. His witness brought his entire family to Christ and led to the founding of Mission India, which trains hundreds of village missionaries each year. For a free copy of Saji's biography, Transformed for a Purpose, and to learn more about Reaching Indians Ministries International, visit remi.org. That's remi.org. We're talking tonight with Roxanne Indermule on the Encouragement Live program. HisFaithfulStewards.com is the website where you can learn more about her and what she is doing. And we're talking about guarantees. We talked about the guarantee of eternal life for those who place their trust in Christ. And there are probably some other guarantees that we could count on, not just in the sweet by and by, but in the nasty now and now, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Well, we have complete assurance that God's Spirit is dwelling within us now. We are never alone. His Spirit's always with us. He lives in us. He's our counselor, our companion through this life, and someone that will never leave us. I mean, this Spirit is God's seal that we belong to Him and that we belong to His family, and it guarantees our future with Him. But we always belong. We're never alone.
Now, I would think that God's presence with us through His Spirit would probably bring along some additional guarantees. Would that be true?
I would say so. I mean, you're asking for all my favorite passages of Scripture tonight.
Okay.
Because this takes me to one of my other favorite passages in the Bible, which is Psalm 91. I mean, I love this whole chapter, but there's a few things that, you know, that I highlight when I think of this chapter. We get a really vivid visual in verse 4. The psalmist says of God, and He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge.
Like an eagle.
Will be your shield. and so I picture an eagle with its young under its wings being protected from danger. And that's the picture that, you know, of God's protection of us. So for me, that gives me a huge sense of security.
And security is something that's hard to find in this world today. The reality is death and taxes, we've talked about those as being what some people talk about as guarantees. But there's some other things that you might highlight from Psalm 91. I know it's one of my favorite passages as well.
Yeah, I think about verse 9 where it says, "If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent." I mean, it really speaks to our fears, and we can ground ourselves in Him, and we can trust Him. And then in verse 15, it's basically quoting the Lord saying, "He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver and honor him." I mean, this is written to God's people. And when God's people call on him, they can be assured that he's going to answer. They might not always like the answer, but he will answer.
Good point there.
And as believers, we have our Almighty God covering us with his wings, answering us when we call in times of trouble. I mean, for me, this provides an anchor when life is blowing around unpredictably and hard things are happening. I mean, it's one of the chapters I'll meditate on to bring calm and peace when things are chaotic. Hmm. And when God says something, we know it's a guarantee and we can count on it.
We're talking guarantee tonight on Encouragement Live. The toll-free number is 855-586-5433. Maybe tonight you have questions about the assurance of your relationship with God through Jesus Christ, and you'd like to talk with Roxanne and me about it. We'd love to chat with you. The toll-free number, again, as I mentioned, 855-586-5433. When we come back, we'll be talking about financial guarantees or the lack of guarantees in some investment portfolios. We'll come back and talk about those. 855-586-LIFE is our number. Hello, I'm Don Hawkins. As a grandparent, I've become increasingly concerned that our grandchildren are being exposed in school and through the media to woke, liberal doctrines that will certainly undermine their Christian faith. That's why we've developed our Grand Coaching course, because I believe those of us who are Christian grandparents have the heart and conviction to help counter these evil influences, and with the skills and strategies in this course, with God's help, you can make a difference in the lives of your grandsons and granddaughters. While taking this course, you'll learn the basics of life coaching, the biblical foundation for Christian life coaching, the difference between coaching and counseling, and how to listen and ask cultivating questions to help your grandchildren make wise decisions. To learn more or sign up for the resources available, visit grandcoaching.org. That's one word, grandcoaching.org.
Sat7 is Satellite Christian Television.
Dr. Rex Rogers, president of Sat7.
We broadcast throughout the Middle East and North Africa every day, 24/7, in Arabic, Farsi, and Turkish. Farsi is Iran. So we're speaking in the people's home and heart language. We're sharing the gospel.
To learn more or support this ministry, visit sat7usa.org. That's S-A-T, the number 7, USA.org.
Toni King on her new book, The Maze of Medicare.
I looked up on the internet how many books have biblical in regards to Medicare, and there was zero. And then God brought you into my life, and you helped me write The Maze of Medicare, because we took Medicare and put scripture with it. Because people are stressed. They don't know what to do, where to turn.
You can order The Maze of Medicare at TonySays.com. That's T-O-N-I, TonySays.com. That music you're listening to is actually produced by one of our producers, Brad Smithart, and he has a real gift for producing music electronically. And you can Google Brad Smithart and music and find out where you can order that. And we'll be using some of Brad's music on the worship channel, by the way. And incidentally, my other producers here tell me that Joaquinta in Alabama had called in, listening in Birmingham. And we'd like you to call us back, Joaquinta. We really would like to talk with you tonight. That toll-free number is 855-586-5433. Talking tonight about guarantees with Roxanne Intermule. Now, Roxanne, you work in the financial realm. Obviously, HisFaithfulStewards.com is a financial entity. Does Scripture offer any guarantees from God on finances?
I think that it does. I mean, it gives us some guarantees there, too. When we make financial sacrifices and we give generously, we're promised that it's building treasure in heaven for us. I think of Mark 10:21. Jesus is talking to a rich young man, and he tells him that if he sells that which he has and gives to the poor, he'll have treasure in heaven. Jesus also tells the crowd listening in Luke 12:33 that God is pleased to give them the kingdom, and he tells them to give to the poor and to put their treasure in heaven where it can never be taken or destroyed.
Hmm.
And then another one I think of is Paul exhorts Timothy at the end of 1 Timothy to command the rich people in his flock to do good deeds and to be generous and share with others. And that by doing so, they will lay up for themselves treasure in heaven. So I think we can be assured that the financial sacrifices that we make for others in this life will become treasure in heaven.
Now, I have to throw this question in there. There are people who think that you will get rich if you give a certain amount of money to God, that somehow that money will come back to you. I've actually heard people on television and radio, I think that's called Name It and Claim It or Prosperity Gospel or something like that. That is not what we're talking about, correct?
No, that's not what we're talking about. We can't manipulate God with our giving, but he does promise that, you know, with the generosity of our hearts giving, that will lay up treasure in heaven that will have for all eternity.
Yeah, the treasure in heaven certainly is there, and we can count on that. But if you're giving to God with the idea that you're going to get money back, that doesn't work. Now, we live in the world, and it probably would be wise for us to find some things that offer guarantees of a level of protection. Talk about how you approach this issue of guarantees in your financial work, Roxanne.
Oh, okay. Well, I believe that good stewardship in finances does not risk the resources that God's entrusted, and it doesn't expose them to potential loss. Most of us don't consider it good stewardship if we were to take our savings to Las Vegas and wager it for the potential of a high payout.
Oh, I think not.
But yet, but we've come to accept putting our money into stocks and mutual funds or other market investments as being acceptable, even though it carries exposure to loss and offers no guarantees. Since there are safer ways to grow money that guarantee that money will not be lost while still earning good returns, that looks like much better stewardship to me.
You know, your comment there reminds me of the year 2008. Does that ring a bell with you, Roxanne?
Oh, it certainly does. I knew people that had their money in the market, and they had just retired, and 2008 everything hit, and their entire savings was gone.
Yeah, very, very difficult. And the reality is, it's interesting, we keep hearing words like, we're going to have a recession. We're not going to have a recession. We're going to have a recession. We're not going to have a recession. It's kind of like, She loves me, she loves me not. She loves me, she loves me not. It's almost like we're doing that with Janet Yellen or somebody, you know. But the reality is, the market is not a place where you have guaranteed income, correct?
Correct.
Some people get
it can go up, it can go down, and people can lose a lot of that money in a very short amount of time.
Now, how do you approach saving for the future and for our later years? And talk a little bit about if you lose, let's say you were to lose 50% of your money this year in the market, and then you lose another 50% of that the next year, and then the following year you have a bumper year and you win back 100%. Are you even at that point?
Well, no, because if you take $100,000 and you take away, I'm just going to use some round numbers, and you take away $50,000, you'll have $50,000. If you take another 50% of that the next year, you'll have $25,000. But then if you have that bumper crop year that does 100% return, you're still only halfway back. So it takes about twice the time to regain on losses. And there's a lot of arguments out there that say, well, loss is acceptable if a person has lots of time, to regain the money before they retire. But that fails to take into account how much stronger the growth might have been if they'd put it in something that was guaranteed not to go backwards.
Now, some of you may have questions for Roxanne about that. Is there some place you can put your money that has much more of a guarantee than the stock market, that also promises maybe even double-digit returns, that kind of thing? Take us back to the history of retirement planning, Roxanne, and give us a little perspective on what we're talking about.
Well, sure. I mean, if we look back into the earlier 1900s, and consider the retirement planning history that came from them. The common method that an employer provided for retirement to employees then was done through what's called pension. Each year that a person worked, it increased the amount that they would be guaranteed to be paid after they retired for the rest of their life. It worked well as long as the companies and the people working within them all remained strong.
Makes sense.
But when, and it still actually works a lot that way. If you think about teachers' retirement funds and other kind of public service workers, they're programs that are put on by states typically, and it still works the same way. But the problem was when companies started to struggle, or when companies went out of business and they couldn't pay these pensions, people who were counting on pensions from the companies ended up without anything. Mm. So the response of many companies and the government to this problem was to offer a more individualized approach to retirement, which was 401k. Now, these are actually really an experiment that started with the boomers.
Huh.
So what it did was it drew a lot more money into the stock market, It grew the economy because of that. And people began to accept their savings being at risk in the stock market as just a way of life. And because the government's given great incentive to business owners to provide for retirement through stock market investments, it's become very commonplace. And so people just kind of accept the risk, just being grateful to have an account for the future.
Now, some of you may have some questions about your 401k, your IRA, your 403b. Roxanne is a great resource person for that, and it won't cost you anything to give us a call. She'll be glad to talk with you at 855-586-5433. That's 855-586-LIFE. And by the way, if you'd like to set up an appointment to talk with Roxanne personally, you can go to her website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. And there's a telephone number on there that you can call and set up an appointment with Roxanne. There's also a calendar on there. It's very simple, very easy to use. And you can set up an appointment and talk with Roxanne. And she'd be glad to talk with you again. She doesn't charge for the advice that she gives on this kind of contact. And Roxanne, I know you've been of a lot of help to a lot of people who have questions, not necessarily in the market to buy anything, but have questions about how much at risk they are in contrast to the word guarantee.
Yes, and also I do offer a free self-assessment tool on the website that you can go onto the website and just request that free tool. And it kind of helps a person look and see if their risk tolerance and their, you know, their goals are all lined up together with what they're actually doing. It's just kind of a tool to help people think through that. And it's a free tool. They can request it on the website, and it'll get emailed to them early in the week.
All right. That self-assessment tool, again, is available at the website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. That's hisfaithfulstewards.com. Now, the 401k, the 403b, the IRA, these have been around now for, what, about 50 years? But do you think this environment with the recession, no recession, the rampant inflation today, do you think that maybe things are changing in this environment?
You know, I would have to say yes, because I'm seeing a lot of uneasiness in people. I'm hearing from more and more people increased concerns about potential losses in the stock market and just, you know, afraid they're going to wake up one day and half their savings is going to be gone. And they're wondering what the future will hold if they lose that. And they're having less confidence in the stock market, wanting to find ways to save and grow money where it can't be lost but still can earn a decent return.
This may sound like you, friend, and if so, you might want to give us a call at 855-586-5433. That's 855-586-LIFE. Or you can go to hisfaithfulstewards.com and set up an appointment to talk personally with Roxanne. Basically, I think we could summarize what we've said about the stock market and 401ks and 403bs and IRAs. There is no guarantee with these instruments. Would that be an accurate conclusion?
Yes, I would completely agree that there is no guarantee. And, you know, you never know when the stock market's going to change, and it's maybe not for your favor.
I do hear sometimes people say that you can't get good returns on your retirement savings unless you have them in the market. Do you agree with that observation?
No, I would actually disagree with that statement. I mean, because you have to figure in the losses when you look at that potential gain. Like that example we just gave of, you know, a couple of years of loss and then, you know, and then the money, then doing 100% boom, it doesn't put you back where you were at. It takes a lot to work yourself back out of the hole once it's gone negative. So, no, I think that people can do much better on other kinds of products where they don't go backwards, and they're guaranteed not to.
And that argument about loss being acceptable if you have a lot of time to regain your money, not such a good thing, correct?
Well, I don't believe so, because think about if somebody was earning a very consistent return, you know, at a good level, and they don't ever have to make up. Usually, if you put those out on charts, it'll look a whole lot better for those that have not lost than those who have, even if they've had some booming years.
We'll be right back after this.
Stewards.com. Being a good steward of the resources God has entrusted to us means expanding them without exposing them to unnecessary risk.
Losing a significant portion of your retirement savings can be a devastating blow, but many experience this when their money is kept in the market.
I recently had a conversation with an 80-year-old client. She had lost more than $100,000 of her retirement in less than 8 months, and it was all because her financial planner had left her money at risk in the market.
His Faithful Stewards shows people how to stop gambling with their retirement, how to earn double-digit interest, and to never risk losing their money in a market downturn.
Many people don't realize until it's too late that their retirement is at risk in most 401ks. They don't know that there are safer ways to grow money while still earning a double-digit return.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free self-assessment tool that helps you to see if you're on track with your finances at HisFaithfulStewards.com. HisFaithfulStewards.com.
Dr. Frank Minerth was a pioneer in Christian counseling, and I had the privilege of working with him for several years.
Christian psychiatrist Dr. Tom Schoaf of the Hope Speaks Clinic in suburban Dallas.
I'm looking for Christian psychiatrists, psychologists, and therapists who would be willing to join me in carrying on Dr. Minerth's legacy.
To learn about working with Dr. Schoaf and his team of Christian professionals at Hope Speaks Clinic, you may visit hopespeaks.com/opportunity.
When you need to consider independent or assisted living or memory care for a parent or spouse, Restoration Senior Living provides a distinctively Christian setting with the most stringent quality care. Restoration's innovative program addresses the medical, emotional, and spiritual dimensions, leading to an enhanced quality of life. You can learn more at restorationsl.com. That's restorationsl.com.
For over 30 years, Don Hawkins has provided radio encouragement with a variety of gifted guests. Now you can be encouraged by these interviews with guests like Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, Dr. Frank Minerth, Josh McDowell, and more. Subscribe to the weekly Encouragement for You podcast, dropping Wednesdays at lifeaudio.com or at your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to Encouragement Live. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. Here again is your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
And we're talking tonight with Roxanne Intermule of His Faithful Stewards about the subject of guarantee. Is there a place where you can invest your money and see that money guaranteed not to be lost? 855-586-5433 is the toll-free number here. And HisFaithfulStewards.com is the website for Roxanne. And Roxanne, I have to ask you, are there accounts, are there investments that guarantee that you will not lose while still growing faster than inflation?
They are often referred to as private pensions. They don't all surpass inflation, but there are policies with strong returns that do, at least historically. They work a lot like the company-sponsored plans that we were talking about a few minutes ago, except they're private and they're not tied to an employer. Consequently, the account stays solid and intact regardless of where a person works. I've seen many of these averaging, you know, in the double digits in growth, historically speaking. And they guarantee that a person will not lose that investment or any interest that's been credited to the account when there's, you know, when things are hard. They're not invested in the market directly, so when the market drops, the account remains solid. They don't grow on negative market years, but they don't lose. Hmm. They never go backwards. It's a contractual guarantee. And some of the ones that I'm working with historically have averaged in the double digits on growth percentages or close to it.
Now, so far in the world of finance, we have not had the word guarantee applied, but I've just heard you apply it to something in the marketplace, and I believe this is something that goes back in history even further than the founding of this country. Is that correct?
That's not history I'm particularly up on when it comes to that, so I couldn't answer that one,
okay.
You know, honestly.
Yeah. All right. I have heard you talk about the fact that it goes back a long way, and maybe it's not past our, but it's a contractual thing, I think is what I'm getting at there. Talk about that, if you will.
Well, it's the companies that carry these policies have a contractual guarantee that the lowest it's ever going to do is 0%. So it doesn't matter if the market does minus 20% that year. Your account doesn't go backwards. It stays right there.
Boy, that's
never a negative to it.
Good thing to find out about. 855-586-LIFE is our toll-free number. Deb is listening in Iowa tonight over American Family Radio. Good evening, Deb. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, good evening. Thank you for taking my call. I retired a couple of years ago after my husband passed away, and he used to take care of all the financial dealings. So I don't know what to do with my 401k through work. Are there any rules about what or when to do with it, when to do something with?
Yeah, great question, Deb. Go ahead, Roxanne.
Well, can I ask one real quick question, and that's how young are you?
I'm 72.
It's okay. Good thing
so
you
have to, you're,
I was just going to say, it's a good thing you asked that question and not me. My mother told me never ask a lady her age.
No, that's but, I don't mind that at all.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah. All right, Roxanne.
So, the only rules you really have to watch out for is if you're needing to, if you're taking money out and you're under 59 and a half, you look at a 10% penalty from the IRS if you've got a qualified account. So if your 401k money is all qualified money, you could move that into a qualified type of pension plan that would have it out, away from risk. So
go ahead. So it would be better for me to move it into a what?
Well, you could move it into a private pension that would that would not have it in the market where it wouldn't be at risk.
That's the very thing that Roxanne is talking about, Deb. Situation where let's say the market collapsed next year,
yeah,
and we all hope it won't, but we all know that it could. You know, you lived through 2008, just like some of the rest of us. Mm-hmm. But this way, by having your money, your nest egg, in something like that, you would be guaranteed that you would never lose principal. You might not gain interest. I'm explaining that correctly, Roxanne. You're the financial authority.
Yep. Yeah, you're spot on.
Okay. Deb, here's my recommendation to you. Do you have a pen and paper?
I do.
All right, jot this down. HisFaithfulStewards.com. And you can go on there, and there are two ways to go about it. There's a telephone number on that website, and you can call in and set up a time and talk with Roxanne. She can give you all the details about what we're talking about tonight.
Oh, that's wonderful. She's such a blessing, and thank you for having it on the air, because I am very green at anything financial, so I would appreciate her help, and I'll do that.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Okay. The Bible talks about the wise counsel. Proverbs has a number of statements about seeking the wisdom of wise counselors.
That would be Roxanne.
That would be Roxanne. I would agree.
Right.
Well, let me pray for you, Deb. Lord, thank you for Deb. Thank you that she called us this evening and that we have some information that could really help put her mind at ease. Lord, we know in this volatile market, it's easy to be concerned about our finances, and especially at a certain point in life. So, Lord, I pray that you would give Deb real peace of mind and heart, and I pray that she would make a good connection with Roxanne and be able to do what she needs to do to make sure that things are secure in the world of finance for her. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks,
Thank
Deb.
Thank you, and God bless you both. Thank
you as well. Good to hear from you.
You as well, Deb.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
855-586-LIFE is our toll-free number. Cornelius is on the line from Louisiana. Go ahead, Cornelius. You're on the air.
Hey, Don and Roxy. God bless y'all. I was just telling the call screener, I just want to say this real quickly. Here in Alexandria, we've been having a heat wave, and our mayor decided to cut off 80 people that couldn't pay their bills. So it's sad over here in Alexandria, Louisiana. So we need to pray for those poor people. But, Roxy, I'm 62. I just started getting my Social Security check and everything. And I have a little nickname for myself. They call me the God, Guns, and Gold Man, the Bible, Bullets, and Beans Man. And my father was a Korean War vet, and he lived through the Depression. So we had a little victory garden that we had, but I couldn't able. I'm pretty much disabled. I can't do all that stuff. And I was wondering, do you tell people to try to invest in trying to get, like, chickens or hogs or things that they can get to where they could be self-sufficient and not worry about either the government or anything like that? And y'all just pray for everybody. I know a lot of things been happening in Texas, too. Y'all are in heat waves.
Well, we will pray for you and your friends in Alexandria, Louisiana. And Roxanne, give us a perspective on living independently, the kind of thing Cornelius is talking about. Is that something some people should consider?
You know, I'm going to tell you that it's a real passion of my heart to live that way as much as possible. I have a garden. I used to be in a place where I could have chickens and things. And you know, my kids grew up in 4-H and raising, you know, stock animals and such. Mm. And I have a real passion for that. But it usually isn't something that we explore a whole lot when I'm working with people, because they're more coming to me for kind of more formal kind of financial stuff.
Right.
And so, you know, that we really don't go there too often.
Yeah, but it is something that some people can consider. And I think it depends on the individual. Some people obviously would be very much at home in that situation. Cornelius certainly sounds like one of those, but others wouldn't. Let me pray for the people in Alexandria and, in fact, all of those who are suffering under the heat. Lord, we thank you for the fact that you care about us, that you understand the circumstances that we're going through, including this heat wave. And Lord, for some people up in New England that listen to us over the radio up there, and I pray, Father, that you would undertake for them as they've had floods and devastating damage, and Lord, you are able to provide for them. And for others, maybe they don't have air conditioning, or maybe they're having a very difficult time. We just commit them to you, people who work outdoors, people who are out in the heat. We're thankful that you care about us in the very minutia of our lives. You've said the hairs of our head are numbered. So we pray, Lord, for your hedge of protection and blessing. And thank you for Cornelius and his interest in the program and his call. In Jesus' name, amen. Cornelius?
Hey, can I ask one more thing?
You sure can.
Does she know anything about the Biden books that they're going to try to put on? I think they're getting ready for the Mark of the Beast, because we're going cashless here in Alexandria also. And thank you so much. God bless you all.
God bless you. Thank you, Cornelius.
God bless you.
I'm not sure. What's your take on this whole cashless issue, Roxanne?
Well, you know, I hate to comment too much because I don't like to upset people that think that it's right around the corner. I just have observed that change takes a lot of time and that people don't change easily.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's I don't know how many million people there are in this country, but to move all of those people onto digital just doesn't seem to me to make sense to be something that can happen very quickly.
Okay, good thought.
Even if they've been working in the background, you know, I've heard, well, people have been working in the background for a long time, but still, it takes a long time for people to make, you know, a major change like that.
Yeah, that's a good thing to keep in mind. Now, you were talking about these pensions, and you mentioned this to our caller, Deb from Iowa. Do these pensions that employers provided in the past, do they guarantee a person income for the rest of their lives? And would a private pension do the same thing?
Well, yeah, you're spot on. I mean, that's one of the benefits of this, is people can be guaranteed they're not going to run out of money. People save until they're ready to draw income, then it can provide guaranteed income for the rest of their lives. Some of these plans will even allow a person to turn on income streams early if they end up sick, or they've got a terminal illness, they end up in nursing care, something like that. They'll increase what they give them, and, you know, there's a lot of flexibility in these plans.
Good to keep in mind. We'll talk about whether or not these plans are good for anybody when we come back from our break. The toll-free number is 855-586-5433. That's 855-586-LIFE. And remember, you can go to Roxanne's website, HisFaithfulStewards.com. We'll be back with more of Encouragement Live right after this.
Hello, I'm Don Hawkins. As a grandparent, I've become increasingly concerned that our grandchildren are being exposed in school and through the media to woke, liberal doctrines that will certainly undermine their Christian faith. That's why we've developed our Grand Coaching course, because I believe those of us who are Christian grandparents have the heart and conviction to help counter these evil influences, and with the skills and strategies in this course, with God's help, you can make a difference in the lives of your grandsons and granddaughters. While taking this course, you'll learn the basics of life coaching, the biblical foundation for Christian life coaching, the difference between coaching and counseling, and how to listen and ask cultivating questions to help your grandchildren make wise decisions. To learn more or sign up for the resources available, visit grandcoaching.org. That's one word, grandcoaching.org.
Here's Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com.
Being a good steward of the resources God has entrusted to us means expanding them without exposing them to unnecessary risk.
Losing a significant portion of your retirement savings can be a devastating blow, but many experience this when their money is kept in the market.
I recently had a conversation with an 80-year-old client. She had lost more than $100,000 of her retirement in less than 8 months, and it was all because her financial planner had left her money at risk in the market.
His Faithful Stewards shows people how to stop gambling with their retirement, how to earn double-digit interest, and to never risk losing their money in a market downturn.
Many people don't realize until it's too late that their retirement is at risk in most 401ks. They don't know that there's safer ways to grow money while still earning a double-digit return.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free self-assessment tool that helps you to see if you're on track with your finances at HisFaithfulStewards.com. HisFaithfulStewards.com.
Final segment of this edition of Encouragement Live, and I'm so glad that you've joined us tonight, friend. I'm Don Hawkins. We're talking with Roxanne Intermule of His Faithful Stewards. We're talking about guarantees, and she's mentioned that these private pensions offer a guarantee that you will not lose money. Now, Roxanne, I should clarify, they don't guarantee that you will gain a certain amount of interest every year, correct?
No, they do not, but they just guarantee that you will not lose. We look at what they've done historically to know what the growth, you know, has been historically, but that's not a guarantee for what's ahead.
And you will never get a guarantee not to lose in the stock market, correct?
No.
Nope. Yep. Simple answer, no. What part of no don't
yep.
you understand? Yes. Now, are these plans good for anybody, these private pension plans?
Not necessarily. I mean, if people are just getting started, there are probably better ways to save. I mean, to get the strong growth returns that we've seen historically, they need to have at least $10,000 to get one going, and they also need to be reasonably sure that they're not going to need access to that money in the short term. I mean, to get really good returns, they need, you know, 7 years at least of growth. And though some money can be taken out of these early without penalties, you know, without the company giving them penalties anyway, young people can have to pay IRS penalties.
Oh, yes.
And so, yeah, so they're only a good choice for younger people if they have those funds that are dedicated to investment without being likely to need them early for anything. There are better options for people if they might need to access that money.
So if you have questions about whether this is the right thing for you, go to HisFaithfulStewards.com and set up a time to talk with Roxanne. Angela is listening tonight in Arkansas over AFR. Angela, good to hear from you tonight.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, my question was about the Modern Woodman. How good is that there? Since I retired, you know, I've been in it already for quite a while, and I do get 3%. I don't know why I'm echoing back.
Yes, ma'am, we can hear you. Maybe you need to turn your radio down if you have your radio.
My radio's off.
Okay,
you
got
I'm
your...
going to turn off my speakerphone.
Okay, yeah, that may be where the echo is coming from, because
yeah.
We're hearing you loud and clear here.
Now, can you hear me better?
I think so, yes. All right, Roxanne, she mentioned a specific investment tool or company, Woodman. Do you have a perspective for Angela on that?
I wish I did, but I'm actually just not familiar with that one. So I've not heard that name before.
Would that be something
been
where...
in it almost 20 years. I mean, it's been a while, and I mean, we get 3% all the time on our savings. It's like an insurance thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My hesitation with something that's paying 3% is the fact that inflation typically, you know, at least recently, inflation's been much higher than that. And so the buying power of the dollar decreases if inflation is going up higher than your interest.
You know, Angela, I would make a recommendation to you. Give Roxanne a chance to, knowing Roxanne, she's jotted down the name of the company that you're doing business with. And if you would set up a time to talk with her one day next week, she could probably give you a personal perspective on that. She did raise a question, an issue, and that is, I would say the average of inflation over the last 20 years has probably been more than 3%, wouldn't you say, Roxanne?
In most instances, yes. I know their target is 2%, but that hasn't been the case lately.
Yeah, I don't think we've hit that target in a while. We're certainly not hitting it right now. And, Angela, it doesn't look like, I know it's come down just a little bit, but when you're talking about coming down from 10% to 7 or 6%, that's still not a big thing. Do you have a pen and paper, Angela?
Well, my savings is 3% of what she's got in there. Is that a good deal?
Well, it would be a good deal if inflation were less than 3%. But I think what Roxanne is saying is there may be something that would let you, without risking your principal, without risking the amount of money, the corpus that you've put in there, you would be able to make more than 3%. If that's interesting for you, that would be something you'd like to explore. And again, there's no obligation on this, but you could get in touch with Roxanne at hisfaithfulstewards.com. And she would be glad to set up a time to talk with her, and she will have at least a perspective to compare Woodman with some other options that you might look at. And then you are the one to make the decision. Now, the good news about that is the Bible tells us if we lack wisdom, we can ask God to give us wisdom. Wisdom is the skill at making decisions. And Roxanne, I want to ask you, if you will, lead us in prayer for Angela, and let's ask God to give her wisdom about this important issue.
Sure. Lord, I just thank you for Angela, and I thank you for her heart for you, and I ask you to give her wisdom and to give her assurance in the direction that she's going, and that you would help her to have the wisdom to do the best that she can with what she's got. You know, and if I'm part of that, Lord, I just ask that you would give me the wisdom to relate that to her as well. And I just ask all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Angela. Amen. So good to hear from you. God bless. Yeah. All right.
Can I ask about the Capital? I heard of a Capital 360. I don't know nothing about that. Does she know about that?
Capital 360. Does that ring a bell, Roxanne?
Not off the top of my head.
All right. You're going to...
Marcus savings thing.
All right. You're gonna set up that appointment with Roxanne. What was that last one?
Marcus.
I was going to say, are you talking about the Capital One 360 checking?
Yeah. What is that there? Somebody said that was a good savings thing, too.
Well, there's no fees and there's not any minimums on it. I'm not sure. I would have to research a little bit to see what the return on it is.
Yeah. Check with her first of the week. Set up that appointment, Angela, and you and she can explore those options and come up with a good solution. God bless.
When I go to hisfaithfulstewards.com.
Yes, ma'am. You go to that website. And it'll give you two options. There's a telephone number on there, and you can call and set up an appointment if you'd rather do it that way. Or you can actually go to a calendar that's on there, and a lot of people prefer to do this, and it'll give you options for, say, Tuesday at 2 p.m. or 3 p.m. and Wednesday at 1 p.m. or 11 a.m. or that kind of thing. And there are little windows of time that Roxanne has available, and you click on there, and it'll alert her, and that way she'll connect up with you, and you'll be able to get your answers. How does that sound?
Okay. It sounds great. Is it Central or Eastern?
She is actually Mountain Time, but it'll, no. Yeah, it just look at it and see.
But don't worry.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry. The calendar will actually adjust the times for the time zones that you're in.
How about that? The calendar actually will adjust.
Sounds good, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
thank you, Angela. Okay. God bless. Yeah. Bye-bye. And the toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. I want to get into some additional things about this. You've mentioned that there are about a dozen companies that do these policies well. Does every insurance company offer a whole life policy, Roxanne?
Well, even probably every insurance company offers some kind of whole life policy, but that doesn't mean that it's that it's been calibrated in a way where it can become a money storage tank for infinite banking.
Yeah. So what you're talking about then is to have this funded sufficiently so that it actually would store that money and you would have access to it in the future.
Well, yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about what that is. I mean, but it's a strategy that we teach younger people to use, especially, you know, because what it does is gives them access to their money. It can be called insurance banking, banking on yourself, infinite banking, any of those things. And, you know, and the thing about that, there's about a dozen insurance companies that are set up to do those policies well. People can store their money in the policies and have guaranteed growth, plus variable dividend on top of that. They're whole life policies. They have cash value that remain accessible in the event that they need to access it. So, you've got some liquidity in there. And if they access it correctly, it actually continues growing interest even if they're using it.
Hmm.
So unlike, like, say, a universal life policy, the cost of insurance in a whole life policy is locked at the age in which the policy is issued, and then the fees don't change. Some people have tried to use universal life policies for this and are unaware that the increasing cost of insurance is going to eat up the growth in the later years and that the fees in universal life are not locked like they are in whole life.
Boy, that's
when times get hard, yeah, the insurance companies can make up income by increasing the fees in those universal life policies.
You know, I think that's something a lot of people don't know, that there's a difference between universal life and whole life. We all understand that term life, obviously, is insurance that you're buying with no savings component at all. But universal life and whole life, the fees, the cost on universal life can be increased by the insurance company. But once you take out the whole life policy, that fee is locked in at that point. Is that correct?
Yeah. Both the fees and the cost of insurance are locked in whole life, and they go up every year in universal life.
Now, we have a couple of minutes left, maybe a minute and a half left. Tell us what it would be like. We've had a couple of people that want to talk with you. What would it be like? What would the process look like for somebody who wanted to talk with you?
Well, first, they would need to schedule a time for a free consultation on my website at hisfaithfulstewards.com or send a message through the website letting me know they'd like to chat, or they can call the number on the website and just leave a message, and we'll get back to them and set a time. And then here's the typical scenario is that on the first meeting, we really just get to know each other a bit, find out, you know, whether we're even a good fit for each other. If not, I try to give them some other ideas of what might help them, or maybe give them some referrals if I have some for them. If we do fit each other, we'll usually schedule a more in-depth conversation to learn more about their hopes and goals and situations. I may show them some general charts and information just to give them some idea of what's possible. And after that meeting, I'll pull together some recommendations and a plan for them, and then we'll go through that in the next time we talk and determine if it's meeting their goals well. And if so, then we just work on paperwork then and get some things moving.
If you'd like to get in touch with Roxanne Indermule, again, hisfaithfulstewards.com. That's hisfaithfulstewards.com. For Roxanne Indermule and our entire team, I'm Don Hawkins. We're so glad that you've chosen to join us for tonight's edition of Encouragement Live.